Somebody told me they asked Rav Olovik's son if he ever got a patch on his father. He said once, he gave him a patch on his hand. He said he can still feel the warmth of that patch today. Give him a little petzel on his head. The Chofetz Chaim's son said he walked out of his house as the Chofetz Chaim was walking in. And he said his father smiled at him. He said that smile lasted him 50 years. If you know how to give a smile like that, you don't have to take him to Pop Canada or whatever. You can just give him a smile once every 30 years. The problem is we don't know how to smile, so you have to take your kid bungee jumping or whatever.
Danny, you might need that.
No, you're on the right hand side. I'm soft on the right. I'm fine. Sorry. This guy's in trouble. Don't worry. No, I'm not allowed to hit. I don't know how. Sorry. Okay. You're Suri Machatim, don't worry. You're learning about your Suri. Let's go back to the central Nakuda that we're dealing with here. We're in the chapter dealing with the fact that a Shliach Hashem, if you understand that Yisurim is a Shliach, then I'm a Shliach of Hashem. I don't complain about the job that Hashem chose for me. Hashem gave me this job. That's my job, it's what I'm supposed to be doing, it's the most important thing in the world that I could be doing, no one else can do it. So therefore, I don't complain about the job I've got. The person knows he's the Shliach of Hashem, and he has a unique mission. Obviously, if Hashem gives you a job, he gives you the kalim and the conditions you need in order to makayim the job. There's no situation where you can say lo lechli. Everyone know what lo lechli means? I don't know how to translate it into English. What would be the English version of lo lechli? It's not going my way. Yeah. Lo lechli is like much starker. Chazak. Whatever. Okay. Or einenu matzliach. I'm a failure. I let him lachshov. Dafka ois in the kudos. Shelo hoil chois. It's dafka those things that are not going. Sham Tomun Miloi Tafkidu Yechidu. That's where your unique mission is hiding. That's I'm going to fulfill my faithfulness. Im Kola Kushi Akrochmo, with all the difficulties. I've got a mission. I've got all the kalim I need to fulfill that mission. And therefore, I'm not failing. I'm not a failure. I'm not law lechli. I'm dafka. That's where I'm becoming great. You have to sit down and work it out what these things are. A person needs to know who he is and what he is and what he's in his soul and so on, where he's becoming great. A person's got a problem with Lashon Hara more than the normal person. He realizes he's done everything, he's taken all the vaccinations against Lashon Hara. Lo lechlo. He has to understand that's his unique mission in the world. That's exactly what he's in the world to do. You sit down and try and understand. A person's got a problem with caste, a person's got a problem with whatever, unreliability or whatever, or speaking when he should. That's exactly where the Nakuda is. Go work out. Go ask Aitzes. How do you work on Lashon Hara? Take on a Kabbalah. I'll never speak Lashon Hara again. That's good. Anybody ever tried that? Take the area you're working on and make a Kabbalah. You'll never do it again, or you will do it. Anybody ever done that and succeeded?
No.
There was once a group of same thing. No. I'm very much shliach in my dieting because I always start tomorrow. So I'm always makabel on myself to start dieting tomorrow. I'm not matzliach. I never failed once.
It's like the person who stopped smoking hundreds of times.
I did that. Baruch Hashem, the last time I actually stopped, it's been almost 20 years I haven't smoked. But yeah. Those are also not failures, by the way. You stopped for a week and then you went back. That week was a success. That's what you need in order to finally stop forever. If you see that week as a failure, then you're setting up a failure. We have to celebrate the small successes. The small success is what builds us.
You're not a quitter.
Yeah. There was a group of Bochim that had a Greek problem with Lashon Hara, and they'd taken on Kabbalahs in groups and whatever. They went to a Rambam once. They asked for an Eitzah what they should do. He said, have you ever thought about developing your Avos Yisrael? You're fighting Lashon Hara. No one ever won that. Develop your Avos Yisrael. Develop your after Rachel Kamaicha. How are you going to speak Lashon Hara and speak bad and denigrate somebody you love? Yeah. That's how we grow and develop, not by bashing head on the thing that we have a problem with. Go ask somebody later, this is the problem I have, what do you think I should develop in order to circumvent these problems that I'm having? That's my unique mission in the world. You have the kalim to deal with it. Ada'alam lahare, person should continually think, Dafka nisoynes hayimuchadi ma'ivri malai, hayim apik ha'ashka hayimuchad sha'anik l'Hashem nisparach. This is Hashem's investment in me. Dafka the air, the nisoynes that I have, that's dafka where Hashem's investing in me. Yesh kan makom ubikali itgadebe. Zu tafkid ha'yichid alai admo is tafkid she'af adam ba'olam me'adam harishon v'ad Mashiach lo yuchoy l'malotoy. And know that this mission that you're on, don't look at your next door neighbor who doesn't have this problem and he just sort of like breezes in and he can whatever, you know, you're sitting there, and you're so jealous of him. Well, you're jealous that he's got a different pair of glasses to you, spectacle prescriptions different to yours. What are you talking about? He's got his job and you got your job. Your job's me, you can't. He can't do your job. You're proud of your mission, proud of your disciples, because you're the only one that can do that. This rock, this has to be a lot of work on it. Got to develop the skills that this becomes natural to understand. Let's begin the next chapter, which deals with jealousy. Habo nafchoin maya tchusha chazoka b'yoyse shogemes l'sholim sevel. Hargoshes merirois atzvus v'dikayon. Bitterness, sadness, and depression. Bitterness. Hatluna hanafutza b'yoyse hi madua yigra chelkai mishal achayrim. Why is my situation worse than him? This guy raised 12 children, everyone's spitzier than the next. All in the best yeshivas and Bas Yaakovs, married them off without too much problems, and everything just zoreh. Yeah, and the other guy sitting there going, oh my goodness, how did he get it so easy? You know, I've got every kid, this one needs an ifchud, and this is hitput chata yeled, and this one's there, this one hasn't got a shidach, and this one's a... What really gets to a person? Jealousy. Well, why has he got it easy? Why did he get it easy? I want to be like everyone. I want to be normal like everyone. Why can't I just be normal? Whatever that means. I also want that. He's got a wonderful wife and she makes him breakfast and she does this and she does that and she does that and I also want that. And he's got a beautiful car and he just bought 3 dirhams and I also want that. And I want to be able to go on holiday to the south of France 3 times a year and whatever, and not go to some tzimmer in whatever, the north of whatever, and I also want to be able to, Lama, he's got beautiful children, and I also want beautiful children, he's got children, I don't have children, we're always looking over our shoulder and saying, why me, Lord? Ulam sherish hayadir sheineni yochid umyuchad im tachlis miuchedes misheli. But if a person knows that you are unique, and I've got a unique purpose and mission in this world, and it's only through these unique situations that I have that I can fulfill my purpose in the world. Knowing this changes one's whole perspective on life. You have a whole completely different perspective on reality. If I'm suffering in a certain area that's different from everybody else. All right, by the way, if you've got a problem and you think only you have it, I promise you it's going on in other people's houses as well. I don't know we have our own unique nisoynes or whatever, but don't think that, you know, you're the only one whose children are chutzpahnik and you're the only one who's this, and the only one with financial problems, whatever. Yeah. The biggest millionaire's got more financial problems than you, I promise you. Much more problems than you. He's got many more worries about what's going to be with his money and those. But at the end of the day, we do have a unique situation, and that changed one's perspective legamre. If I'm suffering different from other people, oh, that's because I have a special job that I don't have. So I don't have this problem. The guy working in the factory doesn't have the problem of the manager. The manager doesn't have the problem of the boss. Reish samach tes. The boss doesn't have the same problem as the board of directors. Everyone's got his. No one's the same. הצד הראשון להתמודד עם האתגר ההוט שהוטל עליי ולהקיב בשליחות זה מוחדס. The first step you have to take when things come upon you, when these difficulties come upon a person, is to identify, I have a unique mission here. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rimamot b'nisayon ya'afuch sav lizeh l'gagusay. And if I withstand this, that sevel is what's going to make me great. Im chalila lo, can't ye mepalti. And if I don't, that's where my fall's going to be. Because this is what I came in the world to do. Agosha Sakina he echad hamashpima gadoilim al koichas hanefesh. One of the greatest influences on our abilities is jealousy. Lo bichtai heziru chazal ki kina hi min advarim amoytzim es adam min ha'olam. Takes a person out of reality. Regesh hakina toifes es liboy shel adam v'edu maniach lo lishchare mimenu. Everybody has had a taste of kina, I imagine. I'm probably not the only one. I'm not accusing anybody else. Well, Nisoyin Gadol, at some stage in your life, when you were a little kid, you saw something with a bicycle. You wanted a bicycle. You were a teenager, that's when it really fires out big. But you've all had, and you know how much it can take over your life. Total control of a person's life. You can't function properly. B'naisef lekach she'adam oyv nisoyin b'chayo, regesh ze goyrim lo lizbol sevel chinam. Sevel she'ed lo shaykhes yishir, le'etzem ha'kei v'atzah. The ikka nisoyin, the ikka suffering that a person has is magnified multiple times by the chinam. Most of the suffering that comes about when you're suffering is not suffering. It's from this feeling of, why me, Lord? The chinam, the jealousy, the this, the that. When you've got a problem with the child, let's say, Rachman Letzlan. Kid's not doing what he's supposed to do. Who's a koev? Koev Godel. When does it really get koev? When you see your friend Eichel walking with his kid, and his kid is just like Superman. What happened to your cave? What happened to the suffering? The suffering became 1,000 times worse now. What? That's not real. That's fantasy. Why should your kid be like his? You're not like him. He's not like you. You've got a different job in the world. Why should you be like him? So there's about it. In suffering, there's suffering. That's what's called suffering. It's supposed to be painful. But the pain, we magnify the pain a million times by throwing in the kina. Now give us a dover b'moshel. Nital atzmeinu, ki 95% min hazugot, hanesuim ha'yichas v'chalal l'choshul she'yelodom. Let's say, for example, 95% of the young couples that got married never had children. Chas v'chalila. Bo nagid, as a statistic. Ha'im gam az ha'yitzarem shel choshul she'yeladim kol godol? Would a couple who can't have children tzar be so big? As it is today, when it's only, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a minority, it's a mutual. If it's happening to everybody, it's nishkefelech, we all know that feeling. You're going through a problem, you're kind of looking over your shoulder, and you see somebody got the same problem, you go, oh, okay, I'm not sure, I'm not alive. It's a much gear. Support groups, no, there's a valid point, yeah. That's why support groups are so powerful. Because I don't feel like I'm alone. If I feel like I'm alone, only me, it makes the problem much worse. So you said a couple other people going through the same problem. You go, you don't feel so bad. If most people can't have children, you can't have children. So you can't have children. Most people can't have children. So, well, what's that about? It's about embarrassment. You're embarrassed. You're ashamed. Why is my kid? Why can't I have? Why? What is Hashem does? What was it? No. The fact you can't have children is acceptable because 95% of people don't have children. So what's the problem? Accept it. It's not just the problem that they don't have children that's causing them the tzar. Ela gama uvde shela kulam yesh yeladim ve'alahem ein lo. He wants a dim Torah. Simcha Zelig in Brisk, the Rav of the Av Beis Din of Brisk, Simcha Zelig Vigus, going Oila, where did you go? Rav Gosson's grandfather got smicha from him. In the Brisker book, you'll see there's a copy of the smicha of Simcha Zelig gave to Don Grossness. He was already the Rav of Brisk when Rav Chaim was in Brisk. The Brisker of Kain, or whatever, anyway. So he had a Din Torah. was the Shechet came, and then a Shaila, whether, not even Torah, the Shechet came to him with a Shaila on a certain Bahama. In those days, the Bahama was your panosa for the month. If there was a pay, you know, how many, he didn't have 40 cows in the pen. He bought a cow, and with that cow, he was going to live on the whole year, whatever it was, or the sheep, or what it was. And he came to Yuxin Kuzelik for a, anyway, after a long time, he had no choice, he had to ask the sheet or whatever, and the guy said, okay, fine, off you went. With Makabal, it was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. A few months later, the same guy came to me in a din Torah with somebody else. There was an argument between two yin, whatever, this Shaykhet and another guy, and they had a din Torah. And the Shaykhet lost to this other guy, and he lost a scum of money, much less than he'd lost to the. And he went berserk, screaming at the rob, and you don't know what you're doing, and you know, and this guy bribed you, and he's shying, and all. It was a. There was Behelim. I don't understand. A few months ago you came to me, I apostled up your whole panosa for who knows how long, whatever, you makabu. Now you come here and you scream and shout at me, what happened? He said, Rabbi, you don't understand. I can't remember if he asked this guy and the guy told him, I went to Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim explained it to him. I've heard different versions of the story, however you want to makabu it. The message is a message. I'm not Pesach Kron. Pesach Kron will tell you exactly what happened because he phoned and he got out the records in Brisk and he was there for 6 months and he checked and he travelled and he spoke to the great-grandchildren and I mean, understanding what I heard. As he said to him, you don't understand, Rabbi. He said, when you apostled up the treif, the shechit or whatever, it was between me and Hashem. There was a mitzvah. Yeah, I'm not worried because I'm not getting the money. What's goading me is he got the money. It's exactly the vote here. What's he upset about? That he lost money? This guy doesn't get upset when he loses money. Horaya, he lost a lot of money last week and he didn't get upset. So why is he upset now? He lost much less now. He's not upset because he lost the money. He's upset because somebody else got it. Jealousy. So often what makes our tsar so much worse than the etzem tsar is the jealousy, the feelings of... We punish ourselves. We punish ourselves.
We say people they have no children, so I consider as dead people. We say with Rachel and Yaakov.
No, we're not saying no. Yeah. Father, it's a terrible nisoyin, but what we're saying is the nisoyin is much worse because he's sitting in a room with 20 people talking about their children. He's the only one that doesn't have. But if there were 19 people in the room without children and one with children, the 19 who don't have children wouldn't feel so bad. I'm not saying they would still feel pain. Yes. There's a pain in not having children, but there's a 10 kilogram pain when you don't have children. So why is he feeling 90 kilograms of pain? Because he's the only one that doesn't have. If you live in a poor neighborhood, the fact that you don't have money, you're not free of them are free of all, not so much. You live in a rich neighborhood and you're the only one that doesn't have money. It's not the amount of money that's causing you the pain. It's the fact that everybody else has got the jealousy. That's a very important yourself. Just check it out. Look at yourselves the next time you have a bit of an isoin or whatever. Ask yourself, what's the real pain and how much is this, you know, the added pain that I'm adding in here because of these incorrect hageishim. And how easy you can get rid of it if you just recognize, 1 second, this is my unique tafkid in the world. This is my unique shlichus. Of course he doesn't have what I have, because I'm not him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said it's being jealous of somebody's glasses prescription, spectacle prescription. Well, he's a -4 and I'm a -5. That's not fair. It's ridiculous. You want his spectacles? That's how he explained it. It's that ridiculous. And yet we know it's a very powerful Yetzirah, one of the biggest things in the world. How often do we machanach our children based on busha? You make your kid stand next to you at davening. Why? Because you've sat down and you made a chinuch decision and you've worked out that that's the duke what he needs to be doing. If that's what he needs to be doing, now that he needs to be doing. But how often is it because of busha? Your kid's outside playing and everyone else's kid's in shul. So you feel busha, so you drag your ankle in and make him stand next to you, not because it's a chinuch decision, it's a busha decision. I'm giving crude examples. It's much more subtle than that. I've caught myself doing that. Why do you want your kid to be a bishtender? You sat down and you worked it out. You spoke to his rebbe. You worked out this is an age and this is what he needs now for his growth and development. And this is where your chiyuv of chinuch is, etc., etc., etc. Blah, 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 blah. Well, no, it's because you're a proud grandfather, so you want your kid standing next to you. What's driving this? Keep going back and checking these things out. Hadugma nosefes. Another example. Lo yitzu chas v'chilil, shere 95% min ha-uchloisya Let's say that 95% of people in our community have children, 95% are retarded. Okay? Would the several of people who have children that are retarded be as great as it is today? I thought it would be, there would be several. I'm saying not. But it would be as great today as it is when you're only 1%? Of course not. 95% of people have kids like that. So what's the problem? You're normal. You're like everybody else. So half the 95% of the pain goes away. The fact that I'm different, the fact that I'm being picked on by Hashem, that's what makes it so much worse. If you're honest with yourself and you do a serious cheshbon nefesh, you want to learn cheshbon nefesh of Grossus is learning. If anybody feels they want to take a break and go off and learn Cheshbon HaNefesh, if you do a proper Cheshbon HaNefesh, if you don't know how, there's a shiur they're teaching it now. You go, I'm not trying to get rid of anyone, I'm just letting you know that there's somebody knows what he's talking about over there. You do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, you'll recognize that a lot of the tzar that we have is nothing to do with the Etzim Nisoyim. It's because of kinna. Or other bad middos. Hakine is sevel miyutah lechalotin v'niten lasirim aleinu. The kine is completely unnecessary. You can get rid of it very quickly and get down to dealing with the real problem at hand. V'nei kashen yudim it bainan b'kol ha'im ele'il. If you'll meditate on everything we've said above, who yodai she'leish lo tafkid yichudu shaykh ach v'rach loy. Get this clear that you have a unique mission that is shaykh to you and only you. He lives with an understanding that I am a complete whole entity. In the world I live in, nobody has children. No one has children. In my world, what are the statistics of people in your world that don't have children? 100% of people in my world don't have children. You got it? Yeah, but over there, that's not the world I live in. I live in another world. I live in a world where 100% of the people in this world have Down syndrome children. 100% of the people in this world don't have panos. 100% of the people, etc., etc., whatever you're saying is. Why are you looking at the next door neighbor? He doesn't live in your world. He's in his world with his unique mishraimis and yisurim and yisurim v'raylam. Ani oylam male, ani oylam sholem. I can prove it even biologically if you want to do oylam sholem. I could take one cell from your body, and if I knew how, I could recreate the entire universe. And that's scientifically provable. Why you'd want to inflict another you on the world, I don't know. But if you could do that, that's what you could do. Today they do it. That's called cloning. How do they do cloning? They would have to take a cell from every part of the body to clone if it wasn't what I'm saying is true. They can take one cell and create an entire sheep. How? They just have to take a cell from the leg, from the eyes, from the nose, from the... No! They take one cell because that cell contains the entire sheep. And of course it has to contain the entire universal experience because everything contains everything. That's the way the world's built. Which caused one big Darwin applied mathematician to come to the recognition that if that's true, that since we see there's a thing called consciousness in the world, there must be consciousness in everything.
Okay. I couldn't hear the word. Consciousness.
Consciousness. Since we see that there's intelligence, consciousness in the world, therefore it must be in every aspect of the Bria. Took him 40 years of being a PhD applied physicist to know that. I could take him to Chayden. In 3-year-old would tell him that. We all know that's posh. In 3-year-old from kid knows that. Hashem's everywhere. That's how the 3-year-old say it. You get a bit older, you say, Einol Milvado. Efezulosoi. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. He's applied the petition to the PhD to work that out. But that's the vote. That's the vote. So in my world, what are the statistics of how many people don't have children? 100%. So why are you jealous of the next door neighbor who does have children? He lives in a world where people have children. I live in a world where no one has children. It's the same thing. V'lo hayu lo ledim. Let's say you were the only person in the world and you didn't have children. Hayim dov ze haya matrid oto? It would bother you as much as it's bothering you now? No. ובאופן אחר, אם הוא היה אדם יוחיד בעולם, אשר לפרנסו היה צריך לעמוד מבוקר עד ערב, האם הדבר היה מפריע לו? Stop here, but if you were the only person in the world and you had to work morning, noon and night in order to make panosa, that would freak you out? No, because that's what everybody does here. You lived alone on an island and you have to go early in the morning, you know, and cut bananas and fart off primitive cannibals and do whatever you have to do. That's what you have to do. The suffering in and of itself would be a suffering. This doesn't take away the suffering, but the added suffering that comes with feeling picked on or jealous or whatever it is, that suffering goes away, and that's most of the suffering. It's most of the problem is why me? If your next door neighbor would suddenly go bankrupt, you'd feel a lot better. You'd feel bad for him, Nebuchadnezzar, I went bankrupt, but secretly it would be sure, at least I'm not alone. At least I'm not alone. I'm not taking my lowly meters and imposing them on you. I'm just sharing with you what I think is quite normal. If the Mishnah tells us that kinna takes us out of the world, you have to know that kinna is obviously something that the human race suffers from, not just me. You have your unique suffering. The kinna is something that you take upon yourself. Who asked you to pick up that baggage? Who asked you to carry the next door neighbor's baggage as well? Take your problems, deal with Hashem, and go forward, knowing that you are a unique individual with a unique nisayon. Must be terribly painful, a woman sitting at one of these tea things or whatever, and they're all talking about their children and this and the problems they're having in the schools and blah blah blah, and this poor girl, you know, 7 years later, 8 years later, doesn't have children. Can you imagine that? But if you're sitting in a room with 10 people who didn't have children, all talking about the problems they have because they can't have children and the fertility and the this and this and this, she wouldn't feel so. You know, all her friends are married and she's the only one that's not married. I mean, if you can absorb that sar, you're doing well. But if half her class wasn't married, it's painful. She wants to get married. I mean, Loma Gisha, the last wedding, the second last wedding of the class is the worst. There are 30 girls in the class, so fine. The first 10, 15, 20, suddenly number 29 is getting married and she's... Can you imagine the poor girl? Avada, avada. But what's compounding that a million times is not that she's not married. It's the fact that she's the only one that's not.
And you have to invite the husbands also, those other 28.
And pay for the babysitter. Moedika, moedika, moedika. Clear this. If you can get this and move away from the jealousy, build your bitochen and understand that Hashem's doing this and it's for you and it's been yuchad for you. You can steig completely different in learning as well. Why is he learning and steiging and growing for me? It's so hard. I don't understand. I can't get it right. Chazed the mission 1,000 times. I still don't know what it's talking about. This guy read it once and he's already asking 20 kashas. So where's the real pain? The pain's because you didn't understand the mission, or because the pain's because he did?
Realize that the bracha that we say for learning, Rabbi Hanuna, Nechuneh ben Akasha. It says exactly this. Shelo yikashel alai chavarai because I made a mistake, or because the opposite.
Moshe, that's pshat. That's not jealousy. That's not about jealousy.
It's saying that I wouldn't be happy because they made a mistake.